1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The world waits to learn whether President Trump will join Israel's attacks on Iran.
I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, because things change. I mean, especially with war.
The U.S. is evacuating diplomats and their families from the embassy in Israel. Iran is readying missiles for strikes on U.S. bases in the region. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the U.S. military is preparing for any scenario.
A massive amount of military equipment, a carrier strike group that's been there for a while, the Carl Vinson, they're several destroyers with it, some in the Red Sea.
President Trump met with his security advisors again today. Alexander Tin reports the FDA has approved a first-of-its-kind shot to prevent HIV.
The twice-yearly injection outperformed other options like daily pills of the HIV prevention drug Truvada.
This shot nearly eliminated new infections. Experts say it could protect millions of people around the world. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. We're learning which Wisconsin lawmakers were on the Minnesota shooter's so-called hit list. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
And he allegedly posed as a police officer to get into lawmakers' homes. Now, Wausau police want you to know what to look for. Here's Lieutenant Phillips.
Patrol officers all wear a uniform. So they're going to have a standard uniform on. It's going to have the Wausau police patches on either shoulder. They're going to have a badge identifying them as a Wausau officer. You know, if any plainclothes officers, whether it be detectives or some of our other officers that don't wear that standard uniform, all of them, if they're going out for enforcement action, wear what it's called an outer carrier that's going to have police clearly on that. Their badge will be displayed on that as well.
If you are ever in question, you can ask to see their ID or call the police station to verify.
From chief down, if they're asked for, can provide or show the person their department-issued photo identification as well. It's issued by the department. If anything came up, we would look into that. It is a crime in Wisconsin to impersonate a peace officer.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Jair joins the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jair Alexander has signed a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens worth $6 million. Baseball, Brewers are in Chicago tonight. They lost to the Cubs 5-3 last night. Pat Murphy.
That was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. They did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. And I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or nine, whatever it was. But credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. They got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the eighth and followed that up with a two-run homer in the ninth, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Sunshine warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. With more showers and storms around Thursday night and Friday, high again in the low 80s. 90s ahead this weekend. Right now it's 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, Sherita Booker will review some events you might want to visit around Wisconsin this weekend. Also, Chad Holmes and Sean O'Malley on your money and the markets.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday. It's another rainy day, at least in Northeast Wisconsin. I hope it's nicer where you are, but this is probably the fifth or sixth day of the last 10 I've been rained on walking to the studio from the parking garage. And you know what? It's not so bad. A little rain never hurt anybody, but it would be nice to see some sunshine. Welcome to Nightlight. We have a great show tonight, folks. David Patterson, the film producer and writer of The Bridge to Terabithia, will be here tonight. His mother, Catherine Patterson, wrote the book, the award-winning, Newbery-winning book, The Bridge to Terabithia, which is an outstanding work of art. We'll talk to David about what he's up to and what films he's working on. He is one of the busiest guys I know, and I'm very excited to have him back on the show. And we have to, Conroy, we get some bad news. Our DeLorean Walls was supposed to be here in hour number two, and he had a family situation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
We'll book, we'll get DeLorean rescheduled. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and DeLorean was going to come on to talk about his organization, Brothers Helping Brothers. He was on Mino and the Mayor last week, and he's a very interesting guy. So we will book DeLorean back, but more importantly, we hope everything is okay with whatever family situation arose today. And we'll have a secret surprise guest who's going to talk about the movie Ballerina in hour number two. You haven't seen Ballerina, have you?
I have not.
Okay. Any desire?
My go-to movie that I need to go to right now is How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
So I won't be seeing any other movies before that one.
All right. Fair enough. I'll probably see that at some point. I'm excited. But that's our show for tonight. David Patterson is up at 6:35. And our secret guest, who will give us a review at 7:35 of the movie Ballerina. I still haven't seen it. And you know what? The reason I wanted to talk about it is because I don't think I'm not going to rush to see that movie. I'm certainly not going to go see it in the theaters. I am curious. And I hear Anna de Armas is great, but I also have heard it's like the least exciting or entertaining of the John Wick films. So I'm not really in any hurry. Why does downtown Green Bay smell like fish, Conrad?
Because we're right by the water there.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That is so pungent that the water that's 100 yards away is permeating the whole, everything downtown smells like fish.
Remember in those quizzes I make, remember what they used to call the city?
I don't.
The City of Stinkers.
And that's,
or no, the Bay of Stinkers.
Regarding fish? That's what they're talking about? Or just,
well, it was the green algae. That's why they named it Green Bay originally, you know?
It's a pungent, objectionable smell.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anytime rain happens, you know, it's going to smell a little bit like fish.
I guess so. I don't understand that. This is a question probably for Brittany Merlot.
Well, I think it's because, you know, the water that's going up to the sky and, you know, coming down on us is a little bit of fish scented.
I really want to believe what you're saying, but I'm not
sure. I don't know what I'm saying. I got to say, you know, so today, another instance happened to me.
Well, what now?
Again.
More old women that don't like you?
Actually, it was a guy. It was a guy probably, I don't know, 30-ish.
Oh, a younger guy, too.
I hold the door open for a guy, and he goes through the other door.
He didn't even want your charity.
I'm like, what?
God, what are you doing wrong?
I don't
What's
know.
What's your door holding technique?
Well, I open it, I hold it, I'm like waiting for him.
Do you like head fake that you're going to close it on him or something and freak him out?
No, but I was like, okay, I must be doing something wrong. It must be like my attire, my face maybe.
Were you wearing a tube top again?
No.
Okay.
That's only for Saturdays.
See, here's what I would do. I would, next time you do this, you got to secretly record it so we can play it, because I would love to know.
Well, the radio can't, you know, see it.
Well, we could put it on the stream. You're kind of a big guy. I mean, but I don't think, and I mean this in a good way, I don't think you probably could look intimidating, but you don't. You have a friendly face. You're jovial, you are kind of stacked, man. You're maybe people are a little intimidated.
Well, I was flexing the whole time.
Well, there you go.
To assert dominance.
You're doing the old Dwight Schrute, which way, or the Tommy Boy, which way is the beach? Boy, that's a run. That's like a Joe DiMaggio 56-game hitting streak with you holding doors open for people.
If something happens tomorrow, there's got to be something wrong.
Something's wrong. And that was all in Green Bay. It's just the demographic. I would have said it's a demographic, but 30, that's close to your age, and that's...
Yeah, it was at the gym, so I was like, I thought, you know...
Wow, man, that's crazy. I had a guy follow me around the gym the other night. I went Monday night after the show, and he kept trying to work in with me. But I don't do sets. I do like this resistance thing where you put as much weight as you can, and then you let it, like if you're doing curls, you bring it up, and then you let it down really slowly while you count to 25. Then
yeah,
up.
I've done that, but in sets.
This is not a set. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. You go down for 25 seconds as slow as you can, up for 25 seconds as slow as you can, and back down. So it's like a minute and a half for that machine. And it's fantastic. You're in and out of there. I'm in and out in 30 minutes. But this guy said, work in with you? No, I do. I don't really do that, you know, but if you need a spotter, let me know. 5 minutes later, work in with you? No. First of all, this is like a Nautilus machine, and there's another one just like it right there.
You know what? This guy could be, that was his first day at the gym, all right? And
yeah,
he just wanted to know what to do.
Maybe
he went to the
it.
Buffest guy he saw at the gym.
Well, at that hour, I might be. There's like four people in there. I'm rarely the buffest guy, but I'll take it. That's funny. I got to write that down. So here's the thing. You're a big Aaron Rodgers fan, and I heard this in the weigh-in. I did not catch this when it first came out.
I was an Aaron Rodgers fan, and he was in the Packers.
When he was here. Correct.
Now it's like I don't really care what he does.
He was on Joe Rogan like 3 weeks ago, and he talked about if you get the vaccine, you get nanobots in your body that help the government track you. Like, when did this happen with this guy?
I've actually heard that before. Aaron Rodgers said that.
I'm sure it's a theory that's out there that he just regurgitated, but even Rogan went, whoa, dude. Like that's
when you know there's a problem when Rogan said
that. He's not above spewing a conspiracy theory, but that one was, God, he had a whole bunch of stuff too. I read about it on Pro Football Talk. Those guys don't like each other, Mike Florio and Aaron Rodgers. So it's fun. It's fun to read, but he thought it was like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't get it. And who is he playing for? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he's playing for Pittsburgh now.
He even supposedly bought in a little bit to the Sandy Hook thing, and that's when I was really... Like, you can spout whatever you want about vaccines. I don't think it's right to say stuff that's irresponsible, but the Sandy Hook stuff, like, even if you really thought that, don't make parents listen to that or people with kids have to... That's just horrible.
You know, he got married.
I heard that. Apparently, he signed his contract with Pittsburgh with... Is he...
Yeah, no, he had his ring on.
His hand was right in the shot. Yeah, right.
And then they asked him in the presser. He said, yeah, I got married.
Who do you get married to?
He's probably keeping it a secret because the last time he had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it. The guy is definitely interesting. I'll give him that. He's fun to read about. I read about this over the weekend, too. They had the No Kings March, and then there were the military parade on Trump's birthday. And they played Fortunate Son at this military parade, And it reminded me of in the 80s in Marinette, they did this thing called Celebrate. It was a 100-year anniversary, or it might have been a couple of years after. And they, during the fireworks display, they played Born in the USA. I don't think people listen to the lyrics of songs. Those are kind of protest songs. And both of them are kind of like, why do poor people only go fight in wars? That's the gist of the songs. And I don't understand. And then there was like, you know, a theory that maybe they played it because it was in, you know, defiance of the president or something like that. But Born in the USA, you hear that all the time, too. I don't think people have ever really listened to the lyrics. There are plenty of stuff, plenty of things you can play if you want to celebrate America without any, you know, metaphors or a message about how you're anti-war. I don't understand. Those two songs, though, get played a lot. You know, the other thing I saw today, Con, was a I was talking to this older guy at the store. He knew my folks, and he kind of pulled me aside. We were talking. He had, I swear to God, this nose hair was like a foot, or not a foot, an inch and a half long coming out of his nose.
Were you staring at it the whole time?
I couldn't not stare. It was, and it was the only one, like, and I get it. Like, he's a well-groomed guy. He takes care of himself. He's probably in his 80s, but I think it's the eyesight. I think they just can't see. Because that thing, man, it was terrible. And I wanted to tell him. I wasn't going to reach up and pluck it out myself or do one of those, like, look over there and then yank it out. But I felt bad for the guy. Because if he goes back to the old folks' home and he's got his sights set on, you know, Dolores or Gloria or someone, he's not doing himself any favors.
You should have bought him a nose hair trimmer for him.
What do you think? I made of money?
There's ones for like $2.
$2?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're like one uses or whatever. But
yeah.
You'll get the gist.
They're good for one nose trimming. I would have helped him out if I had. I would have spent the $2 because he's a nice guy. But it made me think. I always have to wear your glasses as you get older when you groom yourself and cut your nose hair and your ear hair and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Where am I going with this?
I think it's time for
it's
the...
It's time. Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, it's a good one tonight, folks. It's National Splurge Day. What is in your shopping cart? National Splurge Day. So our question of the night is, what is in your shopping cart? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twixter. Let us know. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We always like getting those. But what is in your shopping cart? What would you do if you could splurge and money was no object? What are you buying?
Well, I mean, there is something in my shopping cart. It's a new golf wedge.
Oh, golf stuff.
Yep.
Nice.
But if I mean, that's, I actually want to get that. But if it's something that didn't matter,
yeah,
I'm getting Packer season tickets, even though you can't buy those.
You can't. That's a good answer. Look, the world is your oyster, folks. Have fun with it. I'm probably just buying, this sounds so nerdy, but like ink cartridges and all those things that you don't like to have to buy, but you have to buy them. Maybe some electronics equipment, a new sound bar, something like that for when I watch movies.
An 87-inch TV.
87-inch TV. I don't have the wall space for that, actually. And I got a pretty big TV, and I got a couple big ones, and I have good sound bars, but probably electronic stuff. Like, I've never done the thing where I've wired my whole house with, like, music, so you could just
go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be
probably
cool.
Do something like that. But, and then I would probably do some really good Asian takeout of some sort. I'm an easy guy. Let us know what you think, folks. It's National Splurge Day. What is in your shopping cart? Dave Patterson is here at 6:35. We've got some funny clips too. We got to use. I got a great clip of Bill Burr who makes a point about how this is kind of morbid, but men are always the ones that drop dead immediately when you get to be like in your 50s. It's never women. And the way he tells the story is very funny. We'll play that. And a lot of other stuff. We got a fun night here. It's great that you're here. It's raining outside. Sit inside. Listen to the radio, folks. Be part of the show. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to say. good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee, it was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is a rainy Thursday night edition of Nightlight, folks. It is great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, it's National Splurge Day. So I'm asking the question, what is in your shopping cart? Monica Hale says, a trip to the British Isles. I didn't think of that. Like traveling, you could put tickets in there. Really anything.
Where are you going to go?
I'd probably go to like New Zealand.
That's a very interesting place to go to.
It is. I'd like to go there. I'd like to go to Italy and France. And I know you've been to Australia.
I have. When I was like 10, though. So I have some memories, but, you know, they kind of fade.
You're due to go back. I'm tempted just to put, like, hit Costco and put chips and guacamole or something in my cart, too. That's so simplistic, though. Mike on social media also says, I took my $1,000 gift card to the dollar store.
That's 1,000 items.
Well, not necessarily.
Not anymore.
They're kind of throwing a curveball at you lately. Yeah. How much is this? $3. That used to be the joke. A lot of comics do. How much is this? Just go in there and pester the heck out of the employees. How much is this? So I want to play this clip. I thought this was so funny. Bill Burr is, I like him overall. I had the opportunity to work with Bill about 25 years ago. We did a college together in Colorado. And he was funny. He had not developed his act to where it is now, but he was a funny guy and engaging and kind of fun. We had a couple beers after the show. Nice guy. But I do see his stuff pop up a lot on social media, and I don't love all of it, but I thought this was funny, and I thought it was true. So let's hear that now, Conrad.
Currently, I am getting along with my wife better than I ever have in the 20 years that I've known her. Yeah, I figured something out. Basically, what happened was a friend of mine died, right? I'm of that age, you know? It's starting to happen. I'm 56. right? Which, granted, this is too young to die of natural causes, but it's not too young to drop dead, right? Like, as a man, I am in my drop-dead years, which are basically ages 49 to about 61. You know, anything past that, you're just looking at, like, a prolonged illness, you know? But these are the years that men drop dead. And dropping dead is a uniquely male experience, right? Women don't drop dead. When was the last time you were out to brunch and there was some woman, hey, get my mouth done, just grabs her chest and face down into some tapas? Oh, my God. Kathy, right? They don't. Men drop dead all the time. You're out there on the golf course, some guy, son, just into the shrubs. Another guy driving at you in a cart, his buddy just falls out the side. What happened? You know what happened. He never cried. That's what happened. And he held on to it. You know, he was putting his pants on and he just rolled back on the bed. He never got back up again. It can happen. Like, I'll give you a scenario. Let's say, you know, I'm upstairs in the bathroom. My wife's downstairs making me breakfast, right? It's a fantasy, you know? Let's pretend women still cook for their men. She's postmating something, and she's heating it up in the microwave. That's my love language, right? And I'm upstairs in the bathroom, and all of a sudden she just hears a big thud in the floor. And it's just like, honey? Honey, was that you? This isn't funny, honey. Right? And next thing you know, you're at my funeral. It happens just like that. And somebody's trying to put a positive spin on it. You know, he died doing what he loved. Trimming his pubes in the upstairs bathroom while listening to AC/DC.
Ah, that's funny. You're not laughing, Conrad. You told me you have a love-hate thing with Bill Burr. You don't like Bill Burr?
He's all right.
He's all right? Okay. What is it? Is it a political thing? Or is it just you don't think he's funny or you think he's abrasive?
I just don't like him.
Wow. Did something happen?
I'm just kidding.
You held the door open for him and he didn't thank you?
Today at the gym. Bill Burr was working out with the YMCA.
Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's at the 608, says, the previous driver's shopping list. Previous driver's shopping list.
Is previous shopping list?
I don't know. I don't know what that... Give us some explanation there, Tyler. We need to know. And Tyler's not being cheeky. Oftentimes, Tyler is cheeky when he's on the text line. Or he'll put some innuendo up there. And they're always funny. You know what I did last night? I was craving, you know, oftentimes when I get back to Marinette at like 9 o'clock. I told you yesterday I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, yep.
And I wasn't going to do that. I won't do that. I'm good for a year now with Taco Bell, maybe 6 months. But I wanted something kind of healthy, but not fast food, but I was starving. So I drove from here to Suamico, which is kind of on the way home, but you have to take a roundabout way to get there just because I wanted a Jersey Mike's BLT with jalapenos.
Okay.
And I'm eating it on the way home, and I'm like, and it cost me about 25 minutes of my drive. But it was good, but I'm like, God, is this worth 25 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. You could have just stopped at like a sub shop in Marinette probably.
Well, they all close at 9, right? And I get there at like 9. So I don't
know. You could be that guy.
Yeah, walk in at like 2 minutes 9. Hey!
You guys are still open.
You're going to have to break all that stuff out. I know you just got to put away. Tonight's question, folks, it is National Splurge Day. What is in your shopping cart? And we've, Monica expanded this a little bit. She bought travel packages, a trip to the British Isles. You can put that in a shopping cart. Mike says $1,000 gift card to the dollar store. And Tyler says the previous driver shopping list. I'm probably going to do that too. I'm going to put traveling stuff in there and a lot of electronic equipment. So when we come back, folks, Bridge to Terabithia writer and producer David Patterson will be here. I'm very excited to have Dave back on the show. He's got new projects in the works. We'll talk about that with him. And his career as a stuntman too, which is kind of cool. And then we're talking John Wick ballerina in hour number two. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gold and silver shine. Shiny, happy people.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. A Calumet County farmer is suing the Trump administration. Lisa Hale tells us why.
The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, filed the lawsuit on behalf of white dairy farmer Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges the USDA has three programs and policies that discriminate against white male farmers by giving advantages to women and racial minorities. Faust was one of several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021. That lawsuit argued race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. WILL has filed dozens of lawsuits in 25 states attacking DEI programs in government.
And some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the Nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process, and they argue that the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means, and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. Agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of the updated Beaver Management Plan. There's more information on the DNR's website, and applications will be accepted until Friday. I'm Brittany Merlau for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star-Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season two production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season two of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Sunshine warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. With more showers and storms around Thursday night and Friday, high again in the low 80s. 90s ahead this weekend. Right now it's 73.
The Todd Alba Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Nightlight with Peach Schwab. Great to have you with us on this rainy Wednesday night. I'm starting to think I'm like on candid camera or something. Every time I get here, it starts raining. I will get out of my car in the parking garage. I will walk the block and a half. It'll rain. I get into the studio and it stops.
I think Todd's doing it to you.
He is. He's got that paranormal stuff happening. He controls the weather. DeLorean Walls will not be on the show, folks, tonight. In the second hour, he had to cancel. DeLorean founded a group called Brothers Helping Brothers, and June is Men's Mental Health Month, so we will reschedule DeLorean next week and hope everything is okay on the home front. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He's been on the show before. We've been pals for a long time. Pardon me. He's a very talented filmmaker and a heck of a nice guy. He wrote The Bridge to Terabithia and produced films like Love Ludlow and The Great Gilly Hopkins. And he joins us now on the stream, and his name is Dave Patterson. Hey, buddy.
How are we doing, Pete?
Doing very well. It's great to see you. And I always love that Casablanca poster you have. If you're watching on the stream, you know what I'm talking about, folks. He's got this awesome bogey poster right behind him.
Yeah, all these things behind me are movies I made except Casablanca because, you know, I was not around. I thought about it. Pre-womb, but just had nothing to do with it. Really.
Might be time for a reboot. You got a big credit under your belt. Come on, you can make it happen.
And yeah, they're remaking everything now. So
yeah, know. Casablanca 2, Electric Boogaloo. There you go. Yeah. How you been?
Good, good. You mentioned rain. It's been raining around New York, I think, for the last 3.5 years. So we're getting a little tired of it.
I bet you are. So I have to. All right, I have to get this off my chest because we're friends. But I noticed you cast something recently. I was not on the cast list, A, and B, I never even got an audition. And I am getting a little tired of the fact that when these movies are being cast, apparently nobody wants a guy with developing man boobs and a 1.5 pack. What is going on? Why can't I get in these doors, Dave?
Well, so in my defense, if you looked a little closer at the casting, it was my son's first movie. I did not even get a chance to audition. There was a role perfect for me, and I was not allowed to audition. So it was not my film. It was my son's film. His first film. I think you're familiar with that, right? Having a son's first film.
I have a son. Yes, absolutely. Wow. I didn't notice that. I saw you posted it, but now that I look down, it says Carter Lord Patterson. No kidding. That's
there
fantastic.
You go. So that's his first film.
And it's called Show and Tell.
Show and Tell.
And he's got his cast coming together. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's all on him. It's all on him. I'm Scottish, so I even didn't give him any money because I said you have to learn the hard way, you know. And so, you know, you got to go beg and threaten and steal to make your own film.
Well, you must be helping him out other than posting on Facebook, you know.
I've given him a list of things not to do.
Okay.
To make a movie, because you and I do have a couple years on us, so yeah. I think we've made a couple choices, which some people would call mistakes, but others would say, you know, reckless challenges towards the gods above. And so, you know, we've done okay.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Pardon me. I wish him luck. This is really exciting, and I'm excited for you. Because I'll be honest, as much as I have apprehensions about my kids entering in this crazy racket, it is nice because we have a lot to talk about, but I'm scared for them. I don't want them. Sometimes I just wish they would go be plumbers or write code or something I know nothing about, so I could just assume they have it handled. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Look, I was devastated when my first son said he wanted to be a writer. But then he said he wanted to get a real job. So, you know, I breathed a little, you know, more about that. My second son got a scholarship actually go to college to be an actor. So again, nice. I wept openly, but then he changed his mind and he said, I actually want to go in the music business. I want to be an agent. I'm like, that's great, because that means you're just stealing money from everyone, all the struggling artists. But he goes, but I know you're concerned about that scholarship, so I'm going to continue to minor in theater so I can keep the scholarship. And I'm like, that's my boy.
Brilliant.
You know,
yeah.
Learn how to take money and steal money at the same time in school. So
you got a regular William Macy, Felicity Huffman thing going there, scamming the universities like that. Good for you.
Actually, that was the same school, by the way. But you didn't hear that from me. So
that's great. Well, that's exciting. I wish him luck. You are Scottish, and you mentioned that. You seem very proud to be Scottish, because oftentimes when I have you on the show, Dave, you mention that you're Scottish, which to me, as I get older, like, I'm primarily Irish. I'm somewhat proud of that. I'm somewhat proud of my other ethnicities, but it matters less and less to me as I get older. I just don't care what people's ethnicities are. But tell me, why are you proud to be Scottish?
Well, because, you know, you know, as you get older, you get even cheaper, right? So you really don't want to spend money or anything like that. So one of the first things I explain to people is my name is Patterson with one T.
Yeah.
People always give me an extra T. And I try to explain to them, I'm like, two T's is English, one T is Scottish for Patterson. We refuse to pay for the extra T. Therefore, you should remember Patterson with one T is Scottish. Patterson with two T's is English. Simple as that.
What do they say to you when you say that? Is there, what kind of look do they give you?
Actually, some people say, I know some Scottish people with two T's in their last name.
Oh, man.
And I say, oh, right, the traitors. And they're like, what? I said, well, back when Scotland was trying to separate from England and everything like that, the lords who actually, you know, killed the Braveheart dude, whose state were Scottish, when they said, okay, let's make a deal with the British said, okay, we're going to give you land, we're going to give you money, but you can't keep the one T, Scottish Patterson, because people get confused.
It's a trade-off.
So we're going to give you an extra T, and you can still stay Patterson, but it's two T's.
It sounds like they got hoodwinked.
That's why when people get very proud that they're Scottish with two T's, I'm like, well, your great-great-granddad did some pretty bad stuff to William Wallace. I just want you to know. So
have you seen the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes. Way back when, you know, when he's just yelling at the kid with the big head. Is
yes.
that the specific scene, or
that scene is great. And then, you know, just he'd pants. No, like he's making the kid get his pants all the time. That floored me. And you don't see a lot of movies with Scottish people featured like that. I know that's a caricature, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. It's not Scottish. It's crop. I think that's what was the big line in that.
Exactly. So. Well, I've got a lot I want to ask you about. I always love hearing your Bridge to Terabithia stories, but let's talk about how you got your start, Dave. I find this fascinating because in my life, I've done a few things backwards. And I remember when I was in my late teens and I was, you know, studying, I was working out and studying martial arts and stuff like that. And I thought, I'm going to be a stuntman. That'll be my way into acting. And then, you know, a year goes by and someone just basically hits you over the head and goes, why don't you just be an actor, idiot? If you want to act, act. You don't have to be a stuntman. But here I am talking to one of my pals, Dave Patterson. You are still a stuntman and you've managed to act a little bit and write and do a lot of different things. So it's led to good things for you.
Right, right. So I actually was forced into the acting stunt world at a very, very young age.
Really?
I grew up in a very tough neighborhood in Washington, D.C., and I was always picked on. I was a small kid. Bullies just, I was a magnet for bullies.
Wow.
They'd walk around, I'd be behind them and they knew to turn around and beat up that kid. So what I learned at a very young age is that bullies don't punch nearly as hard when they're laughing. So I realized that if I'm doing, you know, a shuck and jive kind of dance thing or being funny, they actually didn't want to hit me. They'd rather sit back and be amused. And the stunt part came in because if I had to take a punch, I knew how to go down
nice.
And not get hurt. So it really, my whole performing career was just to stay alive. And then as I got a little older, I said, hey, maybe I can make some money out of this deal as opposed to just taking a big punch from Brandon Foy or his brother. So, you know, that was the objective. That's how I started out. And then even in school, I became a class comedian. Big difference.
Yeah.
I was not a class clown
because
teachers hate class clowns because you're just all over the place. And you're not respecting them. A comedian knows how to respect the audience, how to read the audience, and also amuse the entire audience. So I knew when to tell the jokes that would make the teacher laugh, the kids laugh. And, you know, I realized that maybe down the road I could turn this into some money.
That's really well said. And you're right. The class comedian reads the room. The class clown is just an idiot, like a dunce almost, you know? Yeah. That's very well said. What's the worst, like, you know, I saw Mission Impossible a couple weeks ago. I'm in awe of Tom Cruise. Sean Penn recently said Tom Cruise might be the best stuntman in Hollywood, too. What's your take on that? And what have you done that's been really dangerous, Dave? Like, did you ever do anything that was where you were kind of worried about your life?
You know, the thing about when you're doing stunts, you're not concerned about yourself, your safety or anything like that. You're afraid of screwing up in front of your boss. And your boss is the stunt coordinator that hired you, because you're like, if I screwed this up, then he's not going to want to hire me again. So that's the biggest fear, is actually embarrassing yourself in front of your boss. You lose a leg, okay, big deal. But if you embarrass yourself losing your leg in front of your boss, that's a horrible thing.
It's a bad thing.
So as I tell people when they ask me about stunts, I go, I've been shot, stabbed, drowned. I had my throat slit and electrocuted. And that's actually just in the last 5 years of marriage. That's not actually involving with stunts. Now, I'm hoping you giggled a little bit. I didn't hear it, but my wife hates that joke. She hates that joke, but it usually gets a smile, at least for all you radio listeners. I hope you're smiling out there. But probably the most dangerous stunt I ever did was, I was Robin Williams' stunt double, and I had to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge and then drown in the East River.
What?
Now, before you go, did you jump off the Brooklyn Bridge? This was after 9/11, so actually I just got up on the bridge, and then I had to do a 40-foot free fall in a studio, but then I had to drown in the East River for about 4 hours while we shot it. And people who are not familiar with the East River in New York, it's called Hell's Gate for a reason. It's because there's only a very short period of time where the tide is not coming in or going out, because it's a river going out, and you have the ocean tides coming in, because it's the Atlantic Ocean. There's a very short period of time where they're just kind of ruffling against each other, and that's where you drown. And just to be safe, they had a line around my ankle, basically a fishing line. If I disappeared, they could reel me in and keep track of me. But they also had me holding on to an anchor to try to stay in place, because even at the quietest, you were still moving around. And of course, with movies, you know how it is. It was supposed to start at like 3:01, and it was 3:55, and my stunt coordinator is going, the tides are changing. I'm telling the director, the tides are changing. So that's why they had to put an anchor in for me to hold underwater while I'm face down in the river. And the director's like, why is he moving? Why is he moving? And my stunt coordinator says, because the tide is going about 15 miles an hour. And we're actually have him holding onto an anchor underwater, but even that is dragging because of the how quick the tide was going. And I wasn't concerned about drowning. I was concerned about not getting the shot correct.
That's crazy. So you're 40 feet. You had to do that? The fall?
Was like, yes, in a studio.
All right,
and they didn't tell me about it, by the way. They had me do some CGI where I just stepped off and thing, and showed Robin Williams how to step off and fall. And then they started pulling everything away, and the director goes, okay, now for the high fall. And my stunt coordinator looked at me, and I looked at him, and I went, high fall? Because I actually taking a break from stunt work to raise my boys. You knew that. And this is one of my first gigs getting back in the business.
Let's pick up right there.
Dave, let's
pick up right there when we come back. We're coming right back. Dave Patterson's here. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It's time for Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball is brought to you by American Family Insurance, Jamie Schley Agency, Featherstone Cabinetry, Price Less Building Center, Edward Jones Investments, Peter Gunn Agent. It's time for American Legion Softball with Wausau Post 10 on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau East High School and Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is our second Post 10 broadcast of the season, and tonight, Wausau Post 10 takes on DC Everest Post 492. Again, from Wausau East, I am Chad Holmes. Well, Wausau comes in with a record of 1 win and 1 loss. Of course, we saw them in action last week on Wednesday night as they lost in their opener by a score of 11-4 to Medford. But then last night, they were on the road at Crandon and won by a score of 7-1. So 1-1 so far for Post 10. DC Everest was supposed to be over at Sunnyvale last week as part of that big opening night, but they had other things going on. In fact, they were involved in the state tournament, a number of these girls, as DC Everest made it to the state semifinals down in Madison. In fact, when we were on the air last week, they were playing in a quarterfinal and defeating Watertown, defeating Watertown by a score of 1-0. Then they lost in a heartbreaker to Kenosha Bradford 1-0 in the semifinals on Friday. So, again, great season for DC Everest on the softball field. A number of those girls right back at it now in Legion Ball as well. We are going to take a look at the lineups for this one coming up next It's Wausau Post 10 hosting DC Everest Post 492 High School Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvement warehouse.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Wausau East High School as we are nearly set for action. American Legion softball between Wausau Post 10 and DC Everest Post 492. Let's look at the starting batting orders for each squad. And again, in American Legion ball, you can have more than 10 in the order. So we will see 12 on DC Everest and 11 in the starting batting order for Wausau. For DC Everest, Aubrey Klutt is leading things off. Kylan Wright will bat second. Mara Meverden batting third. Piper Schultz is batting fourth. Madeline Hoppe is batting fifth. Alyssa Chmielewski is batting sixth. Kate Schmidt batting seventh. Tilly Palmer bats eighth. Desiree Ringel batting ninth. Allison Pollock is batting 10th. Megan Wachinski is batting 11th. And Emma Donkey is batting 12th. For Wausau Post 10, leading off and starting in right field, Baylen Holstrom. Addie Heil, the catcher, batting second. Peyton Kalmus is at shortstop batting third. Madison Krause will bat fourth and start at first base. Sadie Peissig is at third base, batting fifth. Gabby Heiser is batting sixth as an extra hitter. Kenna Gale starts in center field, bats seventh. Molly Mushinsky in left field, batting eighth. Adriana Bodner, the pitcher, bats ninth. Kaylin Majewski, the second baseman, hitting 10th. And Nora Hintz, another extra batter, hitting 11th. Well, throughout early in the week, we were worried about some rain here tonight, bud. Nothing coming down. It's cloudy, but warm. Lights are on here at East and nearly set for softball. So we're going to take a minute break and then come back with the first pitch. Wausau Post 10 against DC Everest Post 492. American Legion softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Wausau East as we are nearly set. We've been waiting for the umpires to return, and it looks like they are here. Teams will hit the field, and we'll get set for the first pitch of this American Legion softball matchup between Wausau and DC Everest.